It's really lovely to be here with you, and I'm really pleased I've been invited to Finland to come and teach. It feels a real honour, really, and to come to this beautiful place. It feels good to start with some gratitude and appreciation, so that's where I am. The main thing we want to do this evening, really, I feel, is to allow us all to settle, allow us all to arrive, and to really feel that this is a safe place. This is a place where you can be nourished. This is a place where you can explore what's happening in your own experience, explore what's happening in your minds and bodies. So really to feel that, you know, we're at home here. This is an okay place to be. And to give you a sense of the theme of the retreat, but also to give you a feeling of the kind of the way a retreat works, because I know quite a few people here are new to retreats. So to give you a sense of what's going to happen over the next few days, as far as we know. I mean, one of the delights of the retreat is that we don't always know exactly what's going to happen. But to give you a sense of what will be unfolding. So hopefully you know already, but this is Caroline and I'm Jake. And you're very, very welcome to the retreat. So the retreat will be unfolding in a context of silence. And this silence is really a gift to ourselves. Yeah? It's a very helpful way to explore what's happening in our experience. So often in our lives, when we're wrapped up with doing things and speaking to people and arranging this and doing that and getting it all kind of sorted, there's aspects of our experience that we can kind of miss, really. Yeah, it's all kind of buzzing and running so fast that we don't always feel that we've got time to come home, to come home to this moment. So the silence is a real gift, and it's the context in which, you know, the retreat will be held. It's a time of listening deeply. So we can listen deeply to what's happening in our hearts and minds. We can explore our own experience. We can be with ourselves in a new way. We can be with each other in a new way in the silence. I think the silence means many different things to many different people, but one of the things I've always thought, it's a bit like giving your mind a bath. Yeah, a bit like giving your mind a bath. So obviously we always look after our bodies, taking a shower, taking a bath, and then this time of being still, time in the silence, time being present, is really just so rejuvenating, so refreshing for the mind and body. So it's a way to into a more spacious way of being, the silence. So as the retreat unfolds, it's very normal and usual that all kinds of things will be happening in our experience. And one thing that's really helpful to say right from the start, particularly if you're new to retreat, is that, you know, all kinds of experiences come and go, and this is really normal, this is usual. This is not something special about you or something different about you. So silence, though, gives us a kind of space about it. Our inner process is surrounding by a little bit more room to breathe. Yeah, a little bit more room to breathe. The habits and patterns and things that are passing through our experience, normally we can be quite wrapped up in those, acting them out habitually. But the silence gives that spaciousness in which we begin to see these things arising and passing. And really, silence is also a teacher. So I said that Caroline and I are teaching the retreat. But in a really important sense, a retreat is an experiential type of learning. Yeah. We call this insight meditation, but if the insights that are discovered on a retreat could be, you know, written down on a piece of paper and just handed out, that would be easy. We could all go home now. I could photocopy the sheet and we could hand it round and that would be that. We could write something like, things change. Freedom comes from letting go. And we could all go home. But if those are, you know, two of the insights that we may be exploring, but the point is, how deep are we really feeling these things in our own experience? So the real learning of meditation is a journey that we go on through our own process. We're doing it together, we're doing it with others. But silence really opens up that different kind of learning, not book learning, but an experiential form of learning. I always think it's really helpful to, right at the beginning of a retreat, just to get a sense of purpose. A sense of purpose. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? And obviously on one level we'll all have different answers to that. It's perhaps a very personal question, a very individual question. But from this tradition, the purpose is very clear. It's dedicated to exploring the end of struggle, the end of suffering. We're here to explore, cultivate a life of greater wisdom, deeper compassion, kindness, understanding, and those things that benefit our own lives and flow into our relationships with others. A practice for ourselves, a practice for others. One way I've often introduced meditation practice is to do a little thought experiment, which goes something like this. If you could imagine being in a really wonderful place, the most beautiful beach with lots of luxurious surroundings, a place where you've got everything you might want, you can call on things at your will. But even in such a beautiful place with the perfect temperature and everything you want is just there, if your heart is not at ease, if your mind is not at ease, then you're going to struggle, even in the most beautiful of environments. Yeah? You could imagine perhaps a slightly impatient billionaire sitting on a beach somewhere, you know, with all of these things around him and then sort of rather angrily shouting to somebody, "Where's my drink? I ordered it 2 minutes ago." And equally, we can reflect on times, you know, perhaps in our own lives when outwardly it's been simple, outwardly there's not a lot going on, and yet there's a feeling of ease, there's a feeling of being at peace, there's a feeling of contentment. I remember one time at Gaia House, a retreat centre in Devon, actually while I was putting out some rubbish and I was doing some practice and really kind of enjoying the practice at that time, and just putting out the rubbish felt fine. In fact, more than fine, it felt complete, it felt joyful. It's just a little reflection at the beginning, if it's possible to struggle to not be at ease, even in the most luxurious environments, if it's possible to be at ease when we're doing something mundane like putting out rubbish, what's that showing us about the mind and the way that the mind shapes our experience? And so in coming on retreat, we're directly working with the mind, we're training, we're seeking understanding. We're discovering for ourselves what the pathways of liberation are. And in this retreat in particular, we'll be exploring that through these qualities of paramis, these beautiful qualities that can blossom in our hearts and minds, and generosity, patience, integrity, loving kindness, truthfulness, and these other qualities which we will be exploring over the next few days. Just to say a little bit more about the retreat form. What we're really trying to do here is to deliberately cultivate an environment of greater simplicity. That guy in house sometimes says, being a notice that says to-do list. I don't know how busy your lives are. I'm full of different to-do lists. But on this to-do list, it was inhale and exhale. That's our to-do list. And we can perhaps add in some walking as well. So we're deliberately creating an environment of simplicity. We're deliberately paring life down. And we're doing that so we can look more deeply. So on one level, there's what might appear to be a kind of lack of freedom here. We're giving up certain so-called freedoms and living in a very disciplined way. Sitting, walking, sitting, walking, having some food, sitting, walking. So we're really simplifying it down. And from the outside, that might not look like much fun. It might look like a kind of restriction on all the things that we feel we need to do or we want to do to make us happy. But the form is really inviting us to consider whether those outward, we could say limitations or disciplines, those outward forms are revealing a depth of inner freedom. And that's what they're really designed to do. Yeah? Designed to do. So I'd really encourage you to see these, the way that we've organized the retreat, as something that very consciously is helping you to be more present, consciously helping you to explore your own lives. So it's not really a kind of an authoritarian imposition or some kind of very strict, you know, do this, don't do that kind of way of looking at things. But we're finding what we might call a kind discipline. A kind discipline. So specifically, in terms of simplifying, we'd really encourage you to put aside any reading, so not really to read during the retreat. Also to leave aside writing, if you're a person who usually writes journals and things like that. Just experimenting for these days of not doing that. And just to reiterate, is it not that there's anything wrong with these activities, but just to be here for this purpose, for this retreat, for this exploration, it's really helpful to be particularly focused. In terms of the practicalities of that too, the mobile phones too, if you could leave your mobile phones switched off if you brought them, that's also really helpful to really be here, to be present and engage with this retreat. So I really encourage you to see simplicity as a gift. As a gift. When we cultivate this joyful simplicity, there can be this wonderful sense of abundance. When we feel we're happy or peaceful or at ease because of this, because of that, it's always somewhat unstable. If we're happy for a reason, and that reason is something somewhat unstable, then our peace and happiness is somewhat unstable. And what we're really exploring here is an inner freedom, an inner peace that we can really rely upon. It's unshakable. Unshakable. And if we can begin to feel that peace with a simple life, what a sense of abundance. We don't need to be running after more and better and faster and quicker. But there's enough here and now, really feeling that. It's such a gift to ourselves. So the last thing I wanted to say today was also that the retreat is held in the context of integrity, of an ethical framework. Yeah, an ethical framework. So just to say a little bit more about that. As I mentioned, really these practices are dedicated to discovering wisdom, to discovering a more compassionate and kind way of being. They're where we start, they're what sustains us, and they're the expression of the practice. So a sense of ethics is a really good place to begin. The more we are not acting in harmful ways, speaking in harmful ways, thinking in harmful ways, acting in harmful ways, the more the mind can calm, the more the mind can be collected, the more we can be gathered. And the more we do that, the more we can see clearly. So the ethical aspect of the path very directly feeds in to everything else we're doing. So we really invite you to consider the five traditional ethical trainings. To undertake the training to avoid taking life of living beings. So, dedicated to non-violence and non-harming. To undertake the training to avoid taking things that are not given. So again, that really helps us to feel safe here. You know, if you leave your bag in your room or your clothes in the room, that's fine, they're there, they're safe. It really helps us to cultivate that environment where we can all feel at home and at ease. And these precepts are really beginning to work with some very basic tendencies of the mind that wants to push away or the mind that wants to pull towards. And the delusion that fuels that kind of way of being, that I need to get this or get rid of that in order to be at ease. So we undertake the training to avoid taking life, to avoid taking the not given. The third training is to avoid sexual misconduct and sensual misconduct. So again, for the period of retreat, this is really very simple, because for the period of the retreat we can be monks and nuns for 6 days, 7 days. Yeah. In our daily life, this is about exploring ways of non-harm, of non-exploitation in our relationships. It's a very fruitful and interesting area of practice. And in a way, on retreat, so much more simple. Can just let go of the need to look for that kind of sensual pleasure while we're here. We're just exploring this spirit of inwardness. We undertake the training to refrain from false speech. And again, that's perhaps easier while we're in silence. But one thing you can really notice with that while you're on retreat is not having to believe the thoughts that pop into your mind. While you're here, while we're here, countless thoughts will arise, countless ideas or plans or judgments or impressions will pass through the mind. And I really feel that part of this precept is not having to believe every random passing thought. It's very freeing. Very freeing. And to undertake the training to abstain from substances which cause intoxication. So again, obviously, alcohol and drugs. Just dedicated here really to being awake, to being aware, to seeing things as they are. So really putting aside things that can cloud the mind. And so I really encourage you to see the ethical trainings as very much part of the retreat, very much part of the exploration in which we're engaged. And just really holding that intention, exploration of wisdom, compassion, a kind way of being for ourselves and others. It's really the context in which our practice unfolds.
Moving seamlessly on. So I'd like to very much add my welcome again. As Jake was saying, really, really happy to be here. Really, really glad to be with each of you. And it's a really precious opportunity that we have here. And a really precious opportunity. And for those of you for whom this is a new experience, as Jake was saying, let this be for you discovering something really lovely that was just kind of hidden around the corner. And for all of us, hopefully, it can be that too. And while, of course, not all our experience, you know, which week in your life has been 100% lovely, you know, so chances are this one won't be either. So I'd just like to say one or two things about the paramis, these lovely qualities of mind that we're exploring particularly this week, and then say something about one of them particularly, which is generosity. And then we'll have a period of some guided meditation, in reasonably, hopefully short evenings. I don't know if you're tired and I've been travelling, so we won't go on too long this evening. And also for those of you who are perhaps new to sitting, you know, do feel free to shift your posture. Don't feel like you're kind of like the deer in the headlights, you know. If you're feeling uncomfortable, then do move. And I will say more about posture tomorrow, that it can be a journey to find out kind of, you know, how to sit, how to stand. I mean, I feel like for me, you know, in like 20 years, it's still actually an exploration because our bodies change, you know. So, you know, sometimes we have to end up sitting in a chair. We'd rather be on the floor because our bodies, you know, so we need to really respect our bodies, be gentle, not kind of put pressure on our bodies. But, and the lying down meditation, in which we have an example here, generally speaking, we ask people to sit in the hall unless otherwise instructed. But, you know, stay there for now. But otherwise in your bedrooms or whatever, you know, really wonderful posture to explore and make friends with. If you have any particular back issue or something like that, then come and talk to us and we can perhaps help with with that. Because it often happens in meditation, often, obviously. So, what we probably know about ourselves and about our minds, and you know, when we look into our life, we actually know, I think, what are those qualities of heart and mind that actually really support and nourish us. It's like, yeah, actually. Yeah, kindness, you know. When we receive that, when we give that, you know, we're going to put a list of these 10 paramis on the wall, so don't worry, we'll touch on them. We don't want to, you know, so no sort of stress about, well, what exactly are they, and trying to remember them all. Determination and patience, you know, how much determination and patience does it take you to get here? Did it take me to get here? I mean, probably quite a bit. To be here at all. So actually one of the really important things, I think, about meditation and picking up themes like this, like patience and generosity and kindness, is can we actually, in a way, take the risk of owning up to those qualities that, you know, we have. We have these wonderful, beautiful qualities in us. We can look and see them in our lives. And so often many of us, we dwell on the bad thing, don't we? Oh, you know, I fluffed up there, and oh dear, and oh, I was a bit selfish there. And oh, you know, we see the kind of the unskillful, which is, needs to be seen, you know, needs to be worked with. But how much of our practice can really be nourished, and so much of what we're really wanting in our life, you know, peace of mind and what is it? Is really available to us. It's really right here. And I think part of the journey of meditation and a retreat is this kind of, oh, you know, here I'm running around like some kind of, you know, sort of demented rabbit. No insult to rabbits. I love rabbits. But, you know, looking, aren't we? And running and running, and the mind is running, and, you know, it's not to judge, it's not to say that's bad, it's just what we do, it's just our programming, it's our conditioning. So sometimes, you know, you come, you sit at the beginning of a meditation retreat, even if you've done it before, he's like, whoa! And this inner life that we hope to contact and cultivate can feel like, well, there's either nothing there, or it's just a kind of a storm, or it's sort of numb bits and fuzzy bits and just a lot of thinking. You know, you think, oh, God, what inner life, you know, is there? And so hopefully as the days go on in the stillness and the silence, and we don't have the distractions and the busyness and, oh, I do this and I do that and I like doing this and I like, I've got to do this and I've got, oh, you know, which is kind of, you know, all wonderful in a way. I don't know if you feel that sense of just, oh, the great riches and the great kind of invitation of just stopping for a while and seeing if we can learn in that how our minds can be just so nourished and in such richness that again is available to us. So really encourage us not to say we might pick up an idea like, you know, patience, it's, oh, I'm not a very patient person, and, you know, take it, oh dear, and I've got to be patient, oh blimey, I better go home now, you know. No. Patience and all these beautiful qualities that we kind of aspire to, we can learn them when we do the meditation practice, which we'll give more instructions for tomorrow. We're following the breathing, we're feeling the body. Like right now, you can have a sense of your body, you know. With a loving kindness meditation that we'll do, we use particular words or phrases. And in the very quality of just connecting No, right now. Oh, just being here, listening to me and Jake, and I'm just, oh, okay, feeling however we feel. You know, we like it, we don't like it, we're confused, we feel great, we're really happy, we're just, oh. And breathing with that. And right there, we're cultivating actually all of those beautiful qualities, every one. So we might focus on one more than another at different times through these days, but just to really trust that. Well, not believe me, but you can see this for yourself. Just to sit and bring in the attention. And so how much, you know, how much care and patience that takes. So also the meditation practice is just, it's the way that we cultivate. We primarily cultivate these wonderful qualities. But I wanted to read you just one of the things that actually inspired me to do this retreat on the paramis, you know, why these perfections of mind, as they're called. I'd like to read it to you, and we might come back to it later in the retreat. It's just see whatever you get from that. It's a great Thai forest master called Ajahn Chah. This is very moving, actually, the story of this quotation, because he wrote this very, very soon before he had a very, very severe stroke and lost all powers of communication. And he wrote this letter, and he never wrote letters, apparently, hardly ever. And he wrote this letter to his student Ajahn Sumedho, who was by that point the abbot in the Amravati monastery in Britain. And so that adds, it's a very poignant. And this is what he wanted to communicate to one of his students who he must have loved very much. And so I'll just read this to you, and again, just take whatever you can from it. The first part. Whenever you have feelings of love or hate for anything whatsoever, they will be your aids and partners in building parami. This is what's really one of the great offerings of meditation practice, that, you know, that we can learn to meet our experiences of love or hate. You know, those are very strong words. And learn how they can be our aids and partners in cultivating kindness and compassion. And this is really possible. Maybe you have a sense of that. It's like, so that's part of what we're doing here. So the second part of what he said to Ajahn Sumedho, the Buddha Dharma is not to be found in moving forwards, nor in moving backwards, nor in standing still. This, Sumedho, is your place of non-abiding. So the Dharma, the truth that these teachings are pointing to, is where is it? If it's not in moving around, not in moving forwards, not in moving backwards, nor in standing still. So maybe this week we might learn a little more about where that is, a place of non-abiding, a place of peace, that freedom of heart and mind. So I'd like to say a little bit about generosity, just touching on this, one of this first little touch of one of the paramis. And Jake has already said the word gift several times. So let this retreat be a gift to yourself. How that sounds. Just be a gift to yourself. And a gift to each other. That we, through being here in this way, in the silence and following the ethical guidelines and atmosphere of respect and care, it's a real offering to really support each other. It's this being together, a very powerful kind of supportive energy for our practice. So the sense of generosity that we have, that we can give and receive here in the way we practice. Now, you know, just very literally, we're moving around the building, we're sharing not very many showers and toilets, and this sense of, can we be in this retreat space together with ourselves and with each other with a generous attitude? What would that be? So just, you know, for yourself a moment, you might think, because often we don't have a very generous attitude, do we? You know, I don't know, I mean, you know, sometimes we can be, but towards ourselves, maybe more than other people. Oh, you know, I just said a really little thing that happened to me this morning that just feels really relevant. I was getting a cup of tea at the airport, and I was not very awake, and I knocked the cup over, and a whole lot of the tea spilled, and some of it splashed onto this man's coat. Just mortified, you know. Oh, I was going, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And he was so kind, and he said, no, it's really fine, it's really fine. And then he said, oh, you didn't get me. And I said, I did look. And I pointed to his coat, and it was on his coat. And he said, oh, I'm on my way home, it's really okay. And I said to him, thank you for not minding. I said, thank you for not minding. That I really felt that sense of generosity. And it really touched me, you know. Yeah, it's what a gift that we can in small ways and in our retreat we can really do that for each other. Really lovely. Anyway, I just want to share that. Many probably examples you have of giving and receiving of generosity. And the Buddha taught it so much as a real foundational practice along with ethics. And it also goes very, very deep as a wisdom practice. Because when we open to generosity and that spirit of giving, you know, we really actually, the boundaries of ourself and the self and other and them and us really break down. So may we open to really receive the gifts of this retreat. So there's a receiving, there's a generosity of actually, you know, in a way I felt like this morning, I needed to be open to receive that generosity. You know, if he'd been generous and I just went, it needs that sort of both ways. So towards ourselves, towards others. And also as we go along, we might in different ways have a sense of sharing the blessings and merit of our practice with others. So right now, if you'd like to, you might think of maybe people in this room or yourself or maybe other people in your life that you would like to share the blessings of this retreat with. If there's any benefit from your practice, are there any beings that right now you'd just like to say, may you benefit from this? And may you be nourished also. And we can do that, invite you if you want to through the days. You might think of other people. You might dedicate a sitting to someone or a whole day. It's such a wonderfully beautiful, uplifting kind of practice. So I'm aware we're tired and so on, so keep it perhaps fairly brief. So before we have our guided meditation, has anybody got any particular questions, anything that would help you to ask at this point? Okay, great. So please, I'd like to invite you, before we sit for a while, just stand up and just gently move your body a little bit. Just gently. Kind of easing, just seeing what your body wants to do. Maybe you want to do your shoulders a bit, stretch your arms, take a few deeper breaths. Right. So before we sit down again, just like to invite you just to take a moment, either your eyes open or your eyes closed, and just really feel your feet on the floor. Like Jake says, we're arriving. It may take a while, so giving some time for that. That generosity, maybe, is giving oneself time to arrive. You know, it might be somewhere through tomorrow when you feel, oh, actually, a bit more of me is here. It's okay. Just right now, really feeling that connection with the floor, a sense of, maybe with a few deeper breaths, like letting the weight of our body kind of just not having to stand properly or anything like that. Just, you feel that. The generosity, in a way you could say, of the earth holding us, gravity holding us. Generosity, there's air to breathe. Our bodies are functioning well enough for us to be standing here. So, just as much as you can, feeling that, and then just invite you gently to sit down again, and as you sit, feel that kind of sense of going with the gravity, feeling the weight of the body, just gently coming back to a sitting posture, just relatively comfortable, can relax with a little. So what we will hopefully be cultivating in our posture as we go along is a place of refuge and kind of a posture where, you know, we can come back to, and we kind of, it's like our body can learn that there's a way of being upright that's not stiff. There's a way of being, of settling down and resting, which is not a kind of slumping and kind of fading away. And we can explore that depending on what our energy is. You know, there's a place of rest where, and balance where we can be, you know, be tired or be agitated or feel however we feel, but we can be present with that. So that's as I said, that's a journey. Just however much you can sense of that for now. Again, the eyes closed or just gently open, looking in front of you. You can see what feels most suitable for you right now. If you're very sleepy, keeping the eyes open can be helpful. Then as much as you can, sensing the space around you as okay, as Jake was saying, safe place. And see if we can sense this as a place that we can relax a little, we can drop our guard. So behind us, front of us, around us, above and below, there's room to breathe and this kindness. And there is space for us here. It's okay for us to be here. When we're sitting, we can take up the space that we take, letting ourselves, you know, maybe we can be kind of slightly, you know, contracted, like we're not quite filling up our whole body. Gradually, we can let ourselves. Yeah. Coming into a sense of our own presence, our own being on this earth. Gradually, gently letting the tensions of the body find a place to release. Sensing that quality of wakefulness that's right here. Every moment, however we feel, we're here, we're with that. We're actually, we know, there's this knowing quality. So moment by moment, gently, we're opening to explore, opening to receive, opening to give and share. So welcoming ourselves, this generous attitude towards ourselves. May we be welcome here. May we learn to be hospitable towards ourselves. Yeah, welcome. Come rest. Come and we'll inquire together. So fostering a friendly, generous attitude towards whatever our meditation is, whether we're sitting or walking or eating, lying down. Acknowledging any thoughts that are buzzing around. Maybe not much, maybe very particular thoughts, maybe pleasant thoughts, maybe unpleasant thoughts. Just noticing all. buzzy mind, sleepy mind, worrying about whether I left the oven on, whatever it is. Noticing that, knowing that. And then bringing our attention to our heart, to just the feeling or mood. How do we feel? You know, how's our heart? How is that? Maybe we don't know, that's okay. It's just kind of listening, kind of just receptive to how we are. How do we feel? Maybe we don't know, that's fine. Just being receptive to that. Welcoming. Then opening our attention to the experience of the body. What's our experience of our body right now? Maybe there's a general sense of achiness or tiredness or whatever it might be, or you scan gently through the body and feel different things in different parts of the body, or maybe some parts of the body you can't really kind of feel them, can't sense them. It's okay. Just as much as you can, knowing the body, just how it feels right now, how you can, the sensation of it, the presence of it. Then again, feeling the contact of the body with the cushion or the chair or our legs or knees or feet on the floor. Feeling that contact. Maybe feeling our attention pulling away, going up into thinking. And it's okay. It's just noticing that tendency of the thinking to get going and pull us away from this sort of direct, immediate, present connection. Being very patient, very generous, a sense of real interest to meet ourselves, meet our experience just as it is. And within the experience of body, locating the feeling of the breathing, the rhythm, gentle rhythm of the in-breathing and out-breathing, wherever we sense that in the body. Maybe in the belly, maybe the chest, maybe just a general sense of the body breathing. So gently, patiently, when we notice our mind is really involved in thinking, getting into the sleepiness, we can really come back to the sense of the breathing, the sense of the body, contact with the floor, and just allow our attention to rest in that. suppose we move towards the end of this period of guided meditation. Just opening our attention again to the sense of our whole body, our heart and our mind. Just a sense of opening our attention and kind of a sense of friendly, kind, kind of generous presence that we're sitting in. Just a sense of really that willingness or, you know, to be with ourselves just as we are right now, however that is. Maybe feeling our unwillingness and being generous with that too. And allowing our unwillingness to be present also. And then opening our awareness, our attention wider, and being a sense of this whole room and all of the people. All of the people in it. And again, have a sense of a friendly space that we're all sitting in together. Be some thoughts of well-wishing. Oh, may everybody be well. May everyone have a good retreat. Just whatever comes to mind. And may we all support each other in this exploration, this deepening. May we all support each other as we learn to open our hearts more, to give and also to receive. If your eyes are not already open, again, just suggesting so gently open just a little and take in the visual field gradually, gently, bringing the same sensitive, friendly awareness to the experience of the visual field. Seeing if we can notice the colour of the floor or the blankets, the person in front of us, sense of bodies sitting, just gently transitioning out of the period of guided sitting meditation. If you're new to bowing, feel free to bow or not to bow. We can. It's a lovely practice if you care to take it up, but so feel free not to. So we, all of us, are here to support you. So please, we're available. Write us notes, and We'll have opportunities for group meetings and individual interviews each day. And so we can meet you and share, you can share some about your practice, but really want you to know that, you know, we're available any time. And we even have word that says teacher on our bedrooms, so you know where we are. We really want to do everything that we can to support each of you in having a very fruitful retreat. So now we have the the next thing. There's still obviously time now for you to, you know, go into the silence, and whatever you would like, you can sit more or perhaps walk outside, and the moon is very bright. Wow. Have some time, have a cup of tea. And really do what you need to do to feel, to help you feel alright. Yeah. And for some of you that may mean like going straight to bed, so feel free also to do that. So any questions? Okay. So wish you a very, very good night's rest, and see you in the morning.